A New Jersey doctor has created a tool to help get patients and doctors to fill out practitioner orders for life-sustaining treatment, or POLST forms. And he says without it, patients at the end stages of life may get too much of the wrong kind of care. WHYY's Alana Gordon explains.
Healthcare can be really fragmented these days, and Dr. David Borelli, a geriatrician in Princeton, says it's harder for patients nearing the end of life to make the best decisions about their care.
The patient or surrogate is encountering new doctors all the time, and we've created a situation where we have strangers taking care of strangers, you know, in the hospital setting.
It can result in a lot of unwanted care. Borelli directs the nonprofit New Jersey Goals of Care, and he's made a free online video series emphasizing the importance of a POLST form and how to fill it out. He believes it can make a world of difference for patients to get the care they want.
This POLST form is an actionable medical order that by law, if it says do not send this patient back to the hospital, then you should try to avoid rehospitalization. If it says do not put a feeding tube in, then you should not put a feeding tube in. And it can say the opposite too.
Barbara Fox has seen the positive impact firsthand.
By the time you get to that point in the illness, it's an emotional roller coaster.
Fox cared for her mother years ago and didn't have this form, but more recently, she cared for a loved one who did.
Both the patient and the care manager is at sixes and sevens, not knowing what to do. And the POLST form is a blessing because it's a framework for going through step by step what you really do need to think about.
Dr. Borelli says the more patients are prepared, the more success they'll have in talking about it and seeing through their wishes in the hospital. Because he says even doctors struggle with these conversations. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.